Okay, I learned she being schus for fushlim for birthday ben rivka batya b'soch shalcha yisrael. Also, lili nishmas chaim moshe ben yisachar berish, whose yartzeit was today, his first yartzeit was today, and also for the protection of klai yisrael and eretz yisrael. Parshas dvarim, sefer dvarim, five short ideas. Tashin ayin ches. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from the ksav sofer. The pasuk says in aleph hey be'eveh hayardin be'eretz mov hoyil moshe be'eretz haTorah hazos limor. Moshe explained the Torah in the Eivah HaYardin. Rashi, as he says, was it maybe Eretz HaTorah? B'shivim Lashon, Persha Alehem. Explained it in 70 languages. Ask Sav Sofer, why was it so important that Moshe expounded the Torah in the 70 primary languages of the world? Why could you say one language? Why did Moshe have to say it in 70 languages? 70 Lashonos. Says Sav Sofer, an incredible idea. Moshe wanted to show Klai Song, wanted to show the Jewish people for all time, that no matter where you are, you could be living in the Midbar, you could be living in Eretz Yisrael, you could be living in San Diego, in Boca, or in North Carolina. The Torah is Nitzchis. By explaining the Torah is in the 70 languages of the world, says Ksav Sofer, Moshe indicated that the Torah laws are universally binding, not limited by either space or time. They are to be observed by every Jewish person, regardless of location or historical period. At the end of the day, why did Moshe do it in 70 languages? Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was going to come a time when the Jewish people are going to be throughout the world, and he wanted to show Klai Yisrael that Torah is forever. Torah is Nitzchis. There's a story that goes, there was a maskil once came to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, and they said, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, specter, he said, you know, Rabbi, why are you also with the old times? Why don't you come with the new times? You gotta come with the new times. So he said, what are you talking about? I am the new times. He said, what do you mean? He said, you gotta live with the times. Live with the times, Rebbe. You throw out the Torah, Shabbat Peh, throw out the Torah. You gotta live with the culture. So he said, what are you talking about? I live with the times. The time that we're living in right now is Parshas Dvarim. It's the 9 days. You have to live with the times. So there's two perspectives. You can live with the culture around you, or you can live with the time of the Torah. With every single week, the yontif, the time period of the year, that's what living with the time is. And I believe that's what the Ksav Sofer is saying, that after the Torah is eternal. The second idea comes to us from the same Pasuk, but from a different perspective. The Mor V'Shemesh says a beautiful idea. The Mor V'Shemesh says, right, Moshe bears the Torah, Azos. So Moshe explained the entire Torah, and then what happens? Moshe goes on to explain all the times that Klai Yisrael gave him a hard time, and he couldn't do it all by himself. It's basically the whole Parshas Dvarim is a whole Mishra Sefer. So why didn't really, this Pasuk really belongs in Parshas V'Aschanan, where all we have the Aser Sedibros and Shema and the rest of the Torah, the Torah. Why Dafka is this? What's the message of putting this pasuk here in Sefer Dvarim? Really, Sefer Dvarim doesn't really talk so much about the Torah; it just talks about historical things that happen in the Musa that Moshe gives Klal Yisrael. Says more of a Shev Hashem, it's such a beautiful, deep idea. And he says that at the end of the day, a Jew before he comes to learn Torah has to do tshuva. Jew before he comes to learn Torah has to have a little tshuva. And I think what tshuva means is to understand what am I doing right now? I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel. I want to be better. How am I supposed to be better? By learning Torah. But you can't just learn Torah and expect it just to come. You just sit down and focus. And that's what the Mor V'Shemesh is saying. Why did Dafka we have this pasuk over here in the whole that Moshe explained the entire Torah? Because at the end of the day, the Varim is the parsha of tshuva. It's the parsha of tshuva to understanding what we could do better. And what we need to improve on. And he quotes the Chozo Lublin. The pasuk says in Tehillim and Nun Tezayin that someone who learns without doing tshuva before is considered a rasha. Hashem says, well, you don't need my laws because the Torah is not something. It's not just a study book. It's something that's supposed to change our lives. But it's not just something that we could just sit down and learn. First, we have to have the right kavanas before, the right intentions before, and then the Torah can really penetrate our essence and our being. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea is on Pasuk Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud. Hashem Elokechem here ba'aschem. Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should multiply you greatly. V'henichem achem hayom k'chov v'yashman l'arov. He should make you today like the stars of the heavens, greatest stars of the heavens. As the Baal Shem Tov, we've quoted this before, why dafka the stars? So the Baal Shem Tov has such a beautiful, deep idea. The Baal Shem Tov explains that if you ever look at a star, especially here in camp, stars are so beautiful at night. A star looks like a little dot in the sky. It looks like it's so small. It looks so tiny. But if you would take an airplane, and you would take a helicopter, or you would take something that goes all the way up to the sky and goes up to that star, you would see that a star is a ball of fire. It's huge. It's incredible. It's ginormous. It's incredible. It says about Shem, if you want to know why Jewish people are compared to stars, because at the end of the day, a Jew, a Yin, might look like he's so little. But a Jew is so deep, so great, so special. Every Jew is so special. And that's the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram in Parshas Zachar, and that's the bracha that Moshe was repeating now over here in Parshas Devarim, that every Jew is so special. No matter who you are, it might look like you're small, but a Jew is so great, so special. So Asamis explains that we said before, for a person to be able to have Avas Yisrael for others, first you have to have Avas Yisrael for yourself. If you love your friend like yourself, but first you have to love yourself, says the Sfatimus. First you have to see that you're a star, that you have something special that no one else has. And if a Jew lives their life like that, a person can be able to tremendously grow and be able to help others grow in their self-confidence as well when they realize everything in them as well. So going on to our fourth idea, the Pasuk says, Eicha esal levadim, tarchechem masachem erivchem. Right, just two psukim later, Aleph Yud Beis, Moshe says, how, right, the Chazan reads this in Eichatun, how is I wasn't able to carry by myself, you were terrible hardships and all your fights and everything was too much for me. Says the Imre Nom of Jikov, what's the deeper idea of these words? What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying here? So the Imre Nom of Jikov explains an incredible idea, which is so powerful, especially the Shabbos Chazon going into Tisha B'Av. He says, Moshe was saying that I was able to get all the responsibilities for you. When it came to the Eagle Zav, I damned to the Rabbono Shom. When it came to all the other sins, I helped you out. But you got to do one thing for me. Stop with the fighting. Stop with the Rivchem. Tarchem Asim Chavrichem. You got to take some responsibilities for your Ben Adil Chavir actions. You got to step up. You got to understand that at the end of the day, I can only do what I can in the realm of Ben Adil Mamakum. When it comes to Eagle Zav and other things in the Midbar, but when it comes to Ben Adil Chavir, you got to understand that you got to take responsibility, man. The Vadi, I'm going to do it by myself, the Ben Adam Makom. The Ben Adam Machavero, Tarchem Asam Arevchem, you have to take care of the Ben Adam Machavero. You know that you have a friend, you had an issue with this year, don't wait for Yom Kippur. Right now, it's Tisha B'Av. Like famously, B'nai Sosher says, the Gemara says, it's better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman. That's the Gemara. Or maybe it's a Zohar. Gemara or Zohar. So, as we say, Chazal say. So, Ben Yosef says, what does that mean? It's better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman, a pasula. So, he says that you have to understand that what does it mean to walk? It means to do tshuva. It's better to tshuva, right? The month of Av, the mazel is a lion, the mazel of the month of Elul is a pasula. Better to walk, better start to do tshuva already in the month of Av, in the month of the lion. Better to walk behind the lion and not to walk already in El. Don't wait for El to be able to tshuva. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't do everything. You got to take responsibility. And finally, for the fifth and final idea for this five words for Shabbos Chazon Tavshanayin Ches in Beis Chof Dalet, the beautiful idea from Yehuda C of Stratton, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So the pasuk says, "Rei nasati biyarcha sicha melech cheshbon hamori v'esarzo hecha rosh v'iskarbo melchama." So the Rosh Hashanah said, "I gave you sichon, the king of cheshbon, and his land in your hands through war." So Yehuda Tzvi of Stratton says a beautiful idea. What does this mean? "Rei nasati sicha melech cheshbon." Says that you have to know, "Rei nasati biyarcha sichon." Sichon is a lashon of sicha, of speaking, right? You know, samach and sin are interchangeable. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "Look, I gave you the power of speech in your hand. I gave you the power of sicha and speech. What do you have to do now? Melech cheshbon. Now you have to choose. Cheshbon comes with the lashon of choosing. Choose what you're, how moy word you're going to say. Are you going to choose something good? Or are you going to choose something not good? Right? We know famously, I think, from the Shulah, that we're, end of the day, why do we have the same, what the Shulah says, I believe, the same way that a person's careful with the things that come into his mouth, he has to be careful with the things that come out of his mouth. And that's why the end of Shemini and the beginning of Tazria go together. And then it says that Rabbi Yehuda of Stratton, "Reina sati biyadcha sicha melech cheshbon." Look, I've placed in your hand the ability of sicha, the ability of speech. Melech cheshbon amori. Be a person of knowledge. Choose what comes in and out of your head. At the end of the day, know that the power of speech is incredible opportunities, incredible responsibility. But know that at the end of the day, it's in your hands. So let's just review these five ideas. Started off with the Ksav Soif. The Ksav Soif says, why Dafka the Moshe have to choose to teach the Torah in 70 languages? Because Moshe wanted to show the Torah is eternal. No matter where you are in Tavshanai and Ches 2018, the Torah is eternal. No matter where a Jew goes, right? Rav Yosef Chalachanan said that, what do you mean you're living at the times? You live at the times of the people where you are, but I live at the times of the Parsha. I live at the times of the year. beautiful idea from the Ksav Sofer. Second idea comes from Rav Shemesh. Why does the time Moshe bears the Torah? He didn't explain the Torah. It's all muster in this whole parsha of Dvarim. Surely this pasuk really belongs to parsha of Aschana. Says the Rav Shemesh, no, the quintessential thing before a step a person has to do before learning Torah is to do tshuva. A person has to take tshuva before he learns Torah, and then the Torah can really affect his life. Third idea, because the Baal Shem Tov, why dafka are we compared to stars? Because the star looks like it's so small. But when you bring up an airplane to the star, it looks like it's incredible. And important is for each and every one of us to be able to read that every single one of us are stars, and then we can see the stars within others. That's what the Sasana says. When you love your friend like yourself, when you love yourself first, then you can love others. The fourth idea comes from Emir Noam of Jukov. Right, the Emir Noam says that Moshe said, I could take upon the Ben Adam. I'm not responsible, but Tarcha Masam Merechim, you got to take care of their Ben Adam Lechavero. You got to step up. Don't wait for El to do tshuva already starting already in the month of Av. And finally, the fifth and final idea of Yehuda Tzvi of Stratton says, look, I place in your hand the ability of Sicha. Now, Bel Cheshbon, use your knowledge wisely. As you step into the Shabbos Chazon, you should be Zoch Bezashim to be in your Shlam and your Kursh. But Shabbos Chazon, Lord Yisrael says, is the holy Shabbos of the year because it has the Kedusha of Mashiach Sekeno, is the Kedusha of the ultimate redemption. We should be zochah to take these ideas that the Torah is eternal, to be able to make sure to be able to do tshuva before we learn Torah, to realize that we're all stars, to look for the stars within others, to look at everyone's potential, to always realize that we have to step up, to be able to in our ben and machavero, and at the end of the day, to be careful with our speech, Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos Kodesh, and we should be zochah, Be'ez Hashem, to be together in Yerushalayim Yekodesh.